Sir Waymar shrugged. "You ought to dress more warmly, Garrett." Garrett glared at the lordling. The scars around his ear holes flushed red with anger, where Maester Aemon had cut the ears away.
"We'll see how warm you can dress when the winter comes."
He pulled up his hood and hunched over his garron, silent and sullen. "If Garrett said it was the cold," Will began.
"Have you drawn any watches this past week, Will?"
"Yes, my lord." There never was a week when he did not draw a dozen bloody watches. What was the man driving at?
"And how did you find the wall?"
"Weeping," Will said, frowning. He saw it clear enough, now that the lordling had pointed it out. They couldn't have frozen. Not if the wall was weeping. It wasn't cold enough. Royce nodded.
"Bright lad. We've had a few light frosts this past week, and a quick flurry of snow now and then, but surely no cold fierce enough to kill 8 grown men. Men clad in fur and leather, let me remind you, with shelter near at hand, and the means of making fire."
The knight's smile was cocksure.
"Will, lead us there. I would see these dead men for myself."
And then there was nothing to be done for it. The order had been given, and honor bound them to obey.